Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all keeping well. My name is Anne. Now, throughout his teaching, Jesus told many parables. Over the past 2 weeks, you heard two of them, and this week, Eileen and I will be talking on one of his most well-known ones, the parable of the Good Samaritan. This can be found at Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through to 37. This parable was told by Jesus in response to a Jewish lawyer's question of, "Who is my neighbor?" The story is about four characters: a Jewish traveler, a Jewish priest, a Jewish Levite, and a Samaritan. Now, as the three Jewish men were from the same region, they shared the same culture, beliefs, and practice, they seemed to have a lot in common with each other, and were therefore perceived as being neighbors or brothers to each other. The story told us that the Jewish traveler had fallen foul to a robbery and had been very badly hurt and left for dead at the roadside. Sometime later, the Jewish priest came by, but when he saw the injured man in the road, he crossed to the other side and carried on his way. Then came the Jewish Levite. He too, upon seeing the injured man, crossed to the other side and continued walking. Now, bear in mind that these were learned and supposedly godly people, but it would appear that they did not relate God's teaching to the situation. Scriptures tells us that God's intent for his community is that we should be a place where the lost, broken, and lonely may find hope, healing, and love. It's possible that they may have had feeling of sympathy or empathy for the man, but for whatever reason, the feelings were clearly not strong enough to compel them to help him. Now, although the parable was about the Jews at the time, this also relates to us as Christians and followers of Jesus Christ. I believe that some of us may have often experienced a sense of wanting to help someone in difficulties or distress. We may even tell ourselves that we have an intent to help. Think of those charity appeals on TV, for example. But although intent is good, action is better. The Apostle James asks the question, "What good is it to have faith but not deed?" Because faith without deed is dead. Basically, it's pointless. The priest and the Levite might have wanted to stop to help the man, but they didn't. And this clearly highlights our human weaknesses, difficulties, and struggle in following God's commandment. If we're honest, we can all admit to at least one occasion where we too have had those feelings of knowing we should help. Again, picture a homeless person begging in the street or under the subway, but we didn't stop to help. I can recall instances myself. We may try to convince ourselves of reasons why we didn't, but are they good enough? Through Jesus' teaching and actions, he repeatedly instructs us to love and take care of each other. The Bible encourages us, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. And if that's not enough of an incentive, James 2 verse 3 tells us that judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who have not been merciful. I think the message is very clear. Anyway, back to the story. So along comes the Samaritan. Now, bear in mind that the Jews and the Samaritans were historically known to be enemies, and they would normally have had nothing to do with each other. But the Samaritan stopped beside the man. Now, skip forward 2,000 years to our present time. A play out of this scenario would see the Samaritan whip out his smartphone, capture the image of the injured man, his enemy, and in no time the pictures and videos would be dropping into the WhatsApp account of everyone on the Samaritan's contact list. However, that was not the case. The parable said that the Samaritan treated the injured man's wounds and took care of him. He even went as far as to pay for his accommodation and offered to pay for any additional care if necessary. All of this was done for the injured man, despite their inherent dislike and mistrust of each other. We have many modern-day Samaritans. During the first COVID lockdown, there were overwhelming evidence and images of a nation of people carrying out selfless acts of sacrifice and support in an effort to help those in need. There were notably a wide cross-section of people from different cultures, faiths, and backgrounds, all rallying around to help each other. Now, this is the true Christian practice which is at the heart of the gospel, showing people following God's commandments, whether they realize it or not, which is to love your neighbor. Nothing shows love more than people stepping up to help others regardless of who they are, where they're from, what their beliefs are, or what they look like, even whether you like them or not. Think on the incident where during the Black Lives Matter rally a few months ago, a picture of Patrick Hutchinson, a Black Lives Matter protester, was captured with him carrying an opposing far-right counter-protester on his shoulder to a place of safety and care after the man got injured. He was seen as a modern-day Good Samaritan. The fact of the matter is, it's easy to do good for our families and friends, or those who help us, or those we know we can depend on to help. But scriptures tells us, doing good to those who do good to us, or loving those who love us, are easy, because even sinners do that. However, by loving our enemies, our rewards will be great, and that we will be called the children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. So we are therefore called to be merciful to all as our Father in heaven is merciful to us. Every day we hear about wars, incidents or terrorism, gang crimes, feuds between neighbors. We seem to have no care or compassion for each other. But these attitudes and behaviors contravene God's law and Jesus' teaching. As believers, we're told that true obedience is shown in what we do for the poor, the hungry, and the needy, which is to show kindness and mercy. I get that we are sometimes anxious about how our acts of compassion and our efforts to help will be received, or not, as may be the case sometimes. We may be worried about putting ourselves at risk when reaching out to strangers. However, we are reminded of the fact that God made all race and nations equally. He is our Father, so we all share a kinship. Therefore, we have a duty of care for each other. We must remember that God will not put us anywhere that His strong and protective arms will not reach. He Himself will already be there before we get there, but it gives Him great pleasure to see us being obedient to Him. So, in closing, my final words to you are taken from a statement by Mother Teresa. She said, "Never turn your back on the poor or those in need, as you are turning your back on Christ." Thank you. Now, Eileen will continue by delving a little deeper into the parable. So thank you very much for listening.
Luke 10, verse 25 to 37, shows us how the parable of the Good Samaritan relates to life today. The term the Good Samaritan today refers to a person who helps others in a random act of kindness. It originated from the parable of the Good Samaritan, a story that is very familiar to Christians. In the story, a Jew was robbed and left to die by his attackers. Two highly respected men passed by him, but decided to walk away. Then a Samaritan came along. Unlike the other two, he tended to the man's wounds and brought him to an inn. There he gave money to the innkeeper, saying, "Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have." But from my understanding, innkeepers were often shady characters, so he was almost certainly going to have to pay money more. So the Samaritan sacrifices an enormous amount of money, and for what? A Jew, a hated enemy. He would have been judged by his fellow Samaritan. They would judge his action harshly. So he even risked his reputation. So I looked up the term Good Samaritan. What does it mean in today's world? Well, among other things, it refers to a person who helps others in a random act of kindness. So my main topic will be based on kindness. So what has a 1,000-year-old story to do with us? Like any parable, Jesus used this story to teach us lessons about life and about God. Here are some of the most valuable lessons from the Good Samaritan parable that relate so much to life today. Give help when someone needs help. You see, having the intent to help is good, but acting on that intent is much better. The Samaritan's intent didn't save the wounded man from death. It's his actions that ultimately saved the man's life. He didn't just walk away like the other two men did. He did something. In our time, that half-dead man's photo would end up in social media before he even reached the hospital. Everybody would take pictures, but very few would actually dare to help. We'll feel sorry for that person, but not enough to get involved. Now, are we the Good Samaritan, or are we the man who walked away? Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 35 to 40, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." What Jesus is saying here shouldn't be difficult for us. We see these things every day, or we know of someone who is in prison, not necessarily in jail, but in their homes, their mindsets, refugees, homeless, the housebound. There are so many ways we can be a Samaritan, and Jesus didn't give us anything too difficult. He knew no matter what century, there will always be need for a Samaritan. Jesus also said in John chapter 12, verse 8, "The poor you will always have with you." Let's not forget that Jesus is a teacher. One of the greatest there is, but I think I would like to say Jesus is the greatest teacher there is. And he uses parables and such stories to teach us about the kingdom of God. But his greatest method is teaching by example. His deeds taught us about many Christian values such as kindness, love, mercy, and compassion. You can find examples in Luke 7, verse 11 to 17. The widow of Nain's son, Jairus' daughter, Luke 8, verse 49 to 56, Lazarus, John 11, verse 1 to 4. Jesus did all these miracles from his heart. He had pity for them. The parable of the Good Samaritan teaches us three lessons. 1, kindness. 2, being kind is a choice. And 3, be kind to everyone, even strangers. Cahill Gibran, a Lebanese-American writer, once said, "Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers." Indeed, acts of kindness can soften even the hardest of heart. It might not just save someone, literally, but also figuratively. Kindness is free, but the world is still in dire need of it. So at all times, be the Good Samaritan. Choose to be kind even to the people you don't know or like, and without expecting anything in return. Encourage someone who seems down. Be a good listener and sympathize with them. Help an elderly person on or off the bus, train, offer to carry their shopping. Don't be too quick to judge. Give someone the benefit of the doubt. And I could go on, but I think you get the gist of it. The conclusion. The Good Samaritan didn't leave his neighbor lying in the road. He showed kindness, love, mercy, and compassion. He gave the injured man hope. His heart went out to him. God's love was made real in the act of the Samaritan. There are many ways for us to show God's love in today's society. Don't miss God's given opportunity to show kindness. It doesn't have to be as big as what the Samaritan did. Every small gesture is someone's lifeline. So who are you? Are you the two who walked by, or the one who stopped and showed kindness? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you have taught us to be merciful like the Heavenly Father, and have told us that whoever sees you sees him. Lord, help us to be ever aware of the commandment to love you and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, help us to be a merciful neighbor, even when it is inconvenient, when time is short or the responsibilities loom. Lord, help us to remember the Good Samaritan and Jesus' simple message. Go and do likewise. Amen.